The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! On tonight's show, Queer Eye for the Radio Guy! Teddy and E-Rock come out of the closet and question Paul Therian about the Queer Hall of Fame! Also, queer moments in history. As always, upcoming events. I'm Eric Carberry. Now, here's Teddy!
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please, settle down. Oh, yeah. I love that. No, keep doing that. I like that. All right. Woo! All right. Keep it going here for Cabba Radio. Oh, all right. All right. All right. Let's get going here. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, September 15th. I like how the crowd just instantly stopped there. That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you for joining us here at Cabba Radio, CITR's newest radio program, 101.9 FM. I am Teddy Smooth. I got E-Rock over in the corner over there. We both have our shirts off tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-shirts party here at Cabba Radio.
Pants always optional.
Pants are always optional. I haven't, it's not quite as hot yet. I might take off the pants in just a little bit.
Nice.
I'm excited about tonight's show. We got to hit the streets. We got to hit the streets. I hear Nintendo noises in the background. Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
There's weird noises going on all day.
Don't worry about it, E-Rec. I got it covered. Tonight's show is exciting. We're talking to, there's a cue ball happening this Saturday, and it's all to do with queer activism, and it's a Hall of Fame that's going to be opening up, and there's a cue ball, a big party. So me and E-Rock hit the streets today to talk to a few people in regards to some history of cabaret and history of queer things that happened in history, and we approached some people and they had some things to say, so we're gonna have those on the program in a little bit later in the program.
Where is that music coming from?
I don't know, it's distracting. That's all right. We'll continue on here. If you want to give us a call and join the conversation tonight, it's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Also, tonight we have some groovy tunes, some of it inspired by gay, lesbian, queer, some famous Canadians as well that are in there in the mix. So some that people thought were perhaps, but weren't. So, you know, it's all going to be super fun tonight, and it's really bothering me.
I have to go tell somebody to
close the door. All right.
Talking, Teddy.
I know. I got to keep talking here. And, also, I wanted to talk about, it's been all over the blogs and the tweeting today and all that sort of stuff. Patrick Swayze has died from his complications with cancer. Pretty good movie star. Did a lot of cheesy movies, but also did some pretty iconic...
I think one of my favorite things that he did was Chip and Dale's, actually, on Saturday Night Live with...
With Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Yes, me and Evil Bastard did a boylesque-inspired piece to the same music and used a lot of the same moves. We sort of... We did an homage to that piece, so it was pretty fun.
It was great. It was a good time. But he had some great movies as well. I mean,
we had Point Break.
Point Break,
which you haven't seen.
Which I haven't, and I'm probably going to go home tonight and watch it.
Of course, Ghost.
Ghost.
Ditto.
Demi Moore.
Ditto. Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, he had some cheesy ones. Roadhouse, where he got to play the tough guy. I mean, he didn't look like he was that big. I mean, he was pretty ripped, but... You know, he had some good skills. He could really woo the ladies and beat up the guys. So
he kind of had the Chuck Norris physique.
And he had probably the most perfect...
hair?
A short, long hair, you know? Like, it looked really good on him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not many it does look good
you
on.
You know, but it's not the Billy Ray Cyrus kind of one. It was a real, like, smooth... Actually, your roommate Patrick has very similar hair at times. That sort of... that flowiness to it that really gives us that... that great the great depth.
Let's be serious. It pretty much just gets him the women.
It does.
Through the depth,
but
through all that.
He was a very committed man. You know, he had that the blonde in Dirty Dancing was actually his wife, and he's been married to her for years, and they've done a lot of dancing together. So he was a very committed family man. So, but anyways, you know, RIP. I don't want to say too much. You know, he was a
great man.
Well, I guess so. He made good movies. Yeah. I don't really know much about him other than
some in interviews,
some of the movies.
And,
yeah. He seemed like a very kind man. So, RIP to Patrick Swayze. And start the show off before we get into the cue ball and the Hall of Fame a little bit coming up. We're going to play. He actually sang on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, and this is his song from that soundtrack. It's Patrick Swayze with She's Like the Wind, so enjoy, and we'll be right back after this with...
Paul Therian.
Paul Therian and...
Queer Moments in History.
Yes!
Took me a moment, but I got it.
You got it, E-Rock.
I always come through in the end.
I threw you a curveball there. Mm. Making sure if you're paying attention over there.
Yeah, well, I'm working on it.
I'm distracted, your shirt's off.
She's like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. I feel her breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. Like the wind. I look in the mirror and all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I'd go insane. I feel the breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. She's like the wind. Feel your breath in my face, your body close to me. Can't look in your eyes, you're out of my league. Just a fool to believe.
Just a fool to believe.
She's like
just a fool to believe.
Just a fool to believe.
Just a fool to believe.
Just
Israeli garage band Monotonix left their home country because they were banned in too many venues. They have set themselves on fire, have stolen drinks from the audience, have crowd-dived, have thrown things at the audience, have had shows broken up by police, have broken bones, and have performed on children's TV shows. Now, on September 21st, they'll do all of that and more in Vancouver. The Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Monotonix with The Manipulators and MT40. 10 o'clock at the Biltmore Cabaret on Kingsway. Tickets available now.
This is Zoe from the Bayonets, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Need weights? I don't. Sapien Fitness has found a new way to get an incredible workout with humans. Instead of getting that smelly metal smell you get when you lift weights, try working out with a clean human. Sapien Fitness's man-made weights will teach you new constructive ways to change your workout. Try having a human backpack on you while you're doing push-ups. Sign up at sapienfitness.com or come to our new location located on West Davie Street. Want to be a man? Lift a man. Sapien Fitness. Sign up today.
I see you sweating stuff in your face. Why don't you stuff me up? I see you sweating stuff in your face. Why don't you stuff me up? I see you sweating stuff in your face. Why don't you stuff me up? I see you sweating stuff in your face. Why don't you stuff me up? Eat a cookie and a big dick every day, why? Eat a cookie and a big clip every day, why? Eat a cookie and a big dick every day, why? Eat a cookie and a big clip every day, why?
I see you sitting stuff in your face, why don't you stuff me up?
I see you sitting and stuff in your face, why don't you stuff me up? I see you sitting and stuff in your face. Why don't you stuff me up? I see you sitting and stuff in your face. Why don't you stuff me up?
Eat a cookie and a big dick every day. Why? Eat a cookie and a big clip every day. Why? Eat a cookie and a big dick every day. Why? Eat a cookie and a big clip every day. Why?
I see you sitting and stuffing your face. Why don't you stuff me
Hello, my name is Stanley, and this is a queer moment in history. At the turn of the century in Germany, there was an early gay rights movement akin to today's gay pride movement. Led by Magnus Hirschfeld, this movement sought to educate the public and to bring about the repeal of paragraph 175, a provision of the German Criminal Code begun on the 15th of May 1871, which made homosexual acts between males a crime. I'm Stanley, and this has been a queer moment in history.
This has been Cabaret Radio's Queer Moments in History. Brought to you by Grantini's.
We got married in the spring. To prove it, here's my wedding ring. I always think of my blushing groom whenever I see the pansies bloom.
Oh, no!
Say it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. A groom should bring his bride some joy. A boy supposed to be a boy. I told him about the birds and bees, but he still wears those pink shimmies.
Oh no!
Say it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. Be. He uses curlers just like me. When I find lipstick on his tie, he says there's no other woman, so it must be a guy.
Oh no!
Quelle tragédie! Queer things are happening to me. He's so big and he's so strong, I can't figure out where he went wrong. Must have got caught right in between. His name is Chris, it ought to be Christine.
Oh no!
Say it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. He's never been to gay Paris, but he is gay as he can be. His friends are sweet, they're the queerest band. They turn my home into a fairyland.
Oh no!
Oh, what a tragedy. Queer things are happening to me. We went one night to a masquerade, and I dressed up like a parlor maid. Everyone knew it was me right away, but no one knew he was the queen of the May.
Oh no!
Woodman, spare that tree. Queer things are happening to me. Whenever we go out to dine, I buy him pheasant and apricot wine. But he says, no, what can I do? He doesn't want to try anything that's new.
Oh, no!
Marron, say it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. While I was walking down the aisle, his friends all stood around and smiled. I found out why, and it hurts my pride. They knew he liked the best man better than the bride.
Oh no!
No, it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. Decided it cannot be. I'm not for him and he's not for me. He can do what he wants and I'll do what I can, but the both of us have got to get a man.
Ruth Wallace from her greatest hits album, It's a Queer Things. Before that we had Tegan and Sarah, Back in Your Head, and Peaches with Stuff Me Up. If you haven't heard any of that Ruth Wallace album, you got to check it out. She's also got the song, I believe we played it last week, called Boobs. It's a great song, great burlesque song, great cabaret song. If you want to check out any of the podcasts, previous shows, Cab Radio, Variety Show, all sorts of different stuff, you can go to CITR.ca, and it's under schedules now. It's not under schedules.
They changed it around a little bit.
They changed this whole... But it looks better.
I got confused when I had to go and put the podcast up. I was like, wait a minute, where do I go now?
Yeah, they have a whole new system, but it's actually been improved. So you can just listen right away. And even the pop-up, the whole pop-up player on the internet, you can just press pop-up now instead of having to download it into iTunes and people are confused. And yeah. You can also go on to iTunes, though, and search the iTunes store. Just go CITR-CABRadio, and you can find any of their old episodes there. We have our Las Vegas show. We had the opening show with KTEL, all sorts of crazy stuff. This is, I believe, our 21st episode. So, yeah, the open mic night with you hosting. And
21st, legally, we can drink in the States now.
We can. We can go down the States and cause havoc.
Excellent.
You heard a little bit earlier, too. We hit the streets today and found some people who knew some tidbits on the queer history. So we got them to record some of those downs. We heard Stanley talking about Germany and some of the bylaws and some of the movements they had there that are similar to the movements we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm sure they were a bit harsher back then.
I imagine they would be. You know, I mean, things have definitely changed nowadays, and it's getting a lot better, I would say. I mean, I work down on Davy Street, and being a straight man and coming into this, I didn't really know where I was going to work or what, but now I'm there, it's opened my eyes up a lot to the whole queer population, and, you know, it's such a thing that's accepted now that it's great, whereas, I imagine back then, I can't imagine what it was like back then.
No, and neither can I. My name is Teddy Smooth. That's E-Rock right over there.
Yeah.
You can't imagine what it was like
back
then.
I'm getting deep.
Yeah, I know. You quit it. It's uncomfortable. It's supposed to be light.
I know. I
saw
you getting a little
fun.
Squirmish over there.
It's going all deep on me. I don't know how to take it. This is CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio. You can give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you'd like to join our conversation tonight. And tonight in studio, we have Paul Thérien. Did I do it right in French? Thérien?
Close.
And this Saturday, he is one of the people responsible for the cue ball. And what's the cue ball, you might ask? Well, I don't know. Well, let's ask Paul. What is the cue ball, Paul? What is happening this Saturday at the Western Bayshore Hotel?
Okay. Well, cue ball is the inaugural ceremony of the introduction of the first National Queer Hall of Fame for Canada called the Q Hall of Fame.
The Queer Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Now, I read a little bit earlier that you don't necessarily have to be queer or to be into the Hall of Fame, because one of the guys who's getting in wasn't necessarily queer, but you guys are inducting him anyways.
Absolutely. Pierre Trudeau.
Pierre Trudeau.
One of our inductees. And we're inducting him because 40 years ago, he decriminalized homosexuality, or he introduced the bill, the omnibus bill, which decriminalized homosexuality. And no, you don't have to be a member of the queer community to be inducted. You just have to have done something that has impacted positively the queer community in Canada.
Now, where did this idea to have this cue ball on the... Because is this the first of its kind in North America? Is there other Hall of Fames? Or is this... Where did this idea come about?
It's not the first. There is a Hall of Fame for the queer community in Chicago. But it's the one in Chicago is exclusive to Chicago residents. So... that one doesn't really, it's not on a national scale. There's also one in New York that's put on by the Stonewall Society. They're primarily focused, from what I'm seeing and what I've read, and I could be wrong with this, is primarily focused kind of in the New York area. So this is going to be the first truly national that I know of, and it is the first Hall of Fame in Canada. So looking at it just strictly from a Canadian perspective, there's a lot of importance.
So you're going to sort of span the continent the country of Canada, searching out sort of people that have really contributed to the queer community.
Yeah, we're going to go with a public nomination process.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, once we get it built, we'll have consultation with the community in terms of setting up regional boards so that we have fair representation across Canada. And then we'll launch the public nomination process, and we'll be asking members of the community to nominate extraordinary Canadians who've had something to do with human rights movement in the LGBT community.
So, LGBT, for people that aren't aware maybe what that is.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered.
Is that does that replace queer? Are they on the same? Because there's, you know, sometimes there's a lot of different words, and as the years pass, people aren't sure maybe what the proper sort of term for it is.
Yes. Well, it wasn't that long ago, actually, when queer was a very bad word.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, but now it's starting to come back into...
When I said it to my girlfriend earlier, she was like, queer? But when I think of queer, she thinks of kind of a... She didn't actually fully explain herself, which...
It just was bad.
It wasn't like what it is now.
No, and queer used to be a really bad word, but I think that, you know, the moniker LGBT, although it's meant to unify, I think that it also divides because it segments us.
Right.
So there's the lesbian, the gay, the bisexual, the transgendered. When really we don't have one word other than queer in our community that kind of summarizes and groups everybody together as one unit.
Do you find that there is quite a bit of division, or are people these days trying to become more under the umbrella of queer instead of being so divided on causes?
Well, I think that, you know, older generations tend to, they find the word queer offensive, but newer generations find it very acceptable. I don't know that there's really that much visual division in the community, but I think that if you ask me if there was some, I would say sure, absolutely there is. There's no, you know, I mean, you have lesbian clubs, you have gay clubs, you have, you know, I mean, it's not sure. Kind of all one.
The burlesque and cabaret community sometimes puts itself under an umbrella that they all like each other, but it's not true all the time.
Exactly. I mean,
there's always going to be some division when thought and different ways of how things should be put across. I mean, you must have come across, even from within the community at times, resistance or maybe questioning what you're doing with this cue ball, like, why are you doing it? Why are you pulling attention to it? Have you encountered any of that sort of friction to do with this?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you always will, right? You can't make everybody happy. Most of the... Initially, the reaction we had was... to quote one person, they said to me, you'll never make it happen. It's too big, you know, and you'll never get the community behind it.
But isn't that what some people said about gay rights?
Yeah. Yeah. And women's rights.
And women's rights, you know, and everyone's rights. It's too big. You'll never free them or never...
Yeah, it's too big. You're never going to get this. This is never going to happen. And now that it's become real, people are starting to understand that, you know, we're serious about this being... an institution to represent the queer community.
Now, let's go to the cue ball itself. What's going to go on that night? What fun things are we going to do? What, you know, take us through the night of the cue ball.
Night of the cue ball. Okay. The reception, we're having a reception that begins at 7:30. As our guests walk into the Weston Bay Shore, they will be serenaded by a classical jazz singer and live pianist. The reception will go till about 8:45, at which time we'll open the ballroom doors, and then we have Simone, who's a very well-known drag performer, who will be opening the show for us, and she'll start at about 9:00.
Okay.
And then have her performance, and then we have some very good keynote speakers. Or one very good keynote speakers, and then me.
Hey, you're not doing bad here right now.
Now I'm closer to the mic. You might be able to hear me. we have Patrick O'Reilly, who's the chief operating officer of the Canadian Human Rights Museum, as our keynote speaker. And we're really excited that he's coming to talk about the human rights movement in Canada. Then we'll proceed with our induction ceremony and inducting the 5 outstanding Canadians that we're honoring this year. After which we will have, it's a ball, it's cue ball, so there has to be dancing, of course.
When's the party time?
hopefully the whole time will be a party time, except when we're inducting our inductees to give the 5 people their due respect. And then at the end of at about midnight, we'll then do a draw on the raffle that we're having, and we will continue dancing and have another show.
Have another show?
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, let's, before we get much more into this, we do have to pay a few bills here at CITR, but I want to also talk about coming up, who the inductees are, and also what the difference between the cue ball and the Hall of Fame is, because the cue ball, from what I've been reading, is going to start to maybe travel in years to come, or depending on what happens with all this stuff. But we have to pay some bills here. We'll be right back with Paul Therrien and the Cue Ball, which is happening this Saturday, September 19th, at the Westin Bayshore Hotel. You can check out the website, qmutiny.ca, or you can also go to, they have an article in the Extra West as well, which tells you all about it. So you can go to Extra West and look up the Cue Hall of Fame. But we'll be right back just after this.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Hi, my name's Sarah, and this is Queer Moments in History. On April 30th, 1997, Ellen DeGeneres premiered her The Puppy episode and is perhaps the biggest lesbian moment in history. The episode features a galaxy of lesbians and lesbian-friendly guest stars, including Katie Lang, Melissa Etheridge, and Oprah Winfrey. It also included a kissing scene between Ellen and Laura Dern. So hot! The show didn't last another year, but now Ellen is one of the biggest TV stars there is. So there. My name's Sarah, and this was a queer moment in history.
This has been Cabaret Radio's Queer Moments in History. Brought to you by your college years.
I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. And drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I saw that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, there and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong.
I take back those words that'll hurt you.
if I could turn back time.
Oh, gee, who can forget that video?
Mm-hmm.
Cher. Woo! In what was it, like a teddy or something? Some sort of...
I don't even know what it was.
And she was on a battleship, a real battleship. It was like the Alabama or something like that. And
She rode the gun.
I mean, there's a lot of
I wonder how they convinced the sailor or the Marine Corps to... Actually, I wonder what they told them that she was going to do.
Yeah. We're going to shoot a video.
And Sheriff's going to dance around in nothing.
Perfect.
Welcome to Cab Radio. This is CITR's news radio show, 101.9. FM. You can catch us online at CITR.ca. We've been going through the world of queer activism. We've had some queer moments in history. We're also talking about the Cue Ball, which is happening this Saturday at the Westin Bayshore Hotel in downtown Vancouver. We're also talking about the Cue Hall of Fame, and we're here with Paul Thiria.
You are brutal.
That's the French version.
Thiria.
I know, I was trying to do the French version, I'm sorry.
Thiria.
Thiria. That's what I said, I was just trying to do it with a little emotion and the Frenchness. I'm sorry, Iraq, if I don't go up to your standards.
You may have gone to broadcasting school, but
it doesn't
where
show.
Was French immersion back when you were...
I was in French immersion too, I'm just trying to get into the moment.
Four?
Anyways, we're with Paul. We're talking about the Cue Ball, what's going to happen September 19th. It's also the Cue Hall of Fame. Now, Paul, tell us what the difference between the Cue Ball and the Cue Hall of Fame is.
Okay, the Cue Ball is the actual induction ceremony. So it's the actual event where we're honoring our inductees. And the Hall of Fame is the place where, or the institution, I suppose, for lack of a better term, where we would house the permanent records of this of the induction and of the honorees.
Inductees.
Yeah, and of the inductees.
So the Hall of Fame will sort of most likely stay somewhat stationary, whereas the ball might travel to different places. Do you guys have any plans to maybe go somewhere else in the future, or is Vancouver sort of going to, are you just going to go from place to place in Vancouver?
No, the ball will move across Canada. That's our goal. It is very likely that we'll host it again in Vancouver next year. And then look towards moving it across the country starting in the third year. Our idea is we'd like to start on the far east coast and go from coast to coast and then move our way in to the center of the country. But we haven't finalized those plans yet, so a lot of it is just in the preliminary stages at this time.
Now let's talk about some of the people that are being inducted this year. I mean, we have a gold medalist in the Olympics. We also have, like we talked about earlier, a former prime minister, the late Pierre Trudeau. But tell us about them and some of the other people that are also involved in this year's Hall of Fame.
Okay. So the way we worked out the inductees this year is we did do some public consultation. There was some challenges with that because we were in a fairly narrow time frame.
And being the first one. Getting word out there to everybody.
Yeah, that's a challenge when you're trying to get the word out to everyone because, again, you had people who weren't quite sure that it was actually going to happen. So we're inducting in stages. We're doing 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, and 10 years of dedicated service and outstanding work in the human rights movement. Our 50-year inductee is Ted North, Mr. Ted North, who is the Empress of Canada.
The
Empress of Canada in the imperial court system of Canada, which he is the founder of.
I met Ted the night before. It was his birthday, and I believe he turned 27.
Yes, absolutely.
27.
Ted, if you're listening, you're 27. it was his 72nd birthday.
72nd, so, right.
And Ted has been extremely active in the human rights movement in Canada and in furthering just basic rights for everyone for over 50 years, which is quite an astounding achievement for any person, regardless of what community you're part of. And then Pierre Trudeau, who is our 40-year inductee, because it is 2009 is the 40th anniversary of the decriminalization of homosexuality. Our 30-year inductee is Janine Fuller, and Janine is an author and bookseller who is probably best known for her continued fight to protect our freedom of speech and freedom of expression in Canada. And I guess the court cases most Canadians would be familiar with were the battles with customs over what was considered appropriate, for lack of better terms, to bring into Canada.
Oh, like books and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, when Little Sister's Bookstore was suing customs, and she was a very central figure in that, her and the books and Little Sister's owner, Jim Diva. Then we have, for 20 years, is Mark Tewksbury, who most people would know is an Olympic gold athlete, and up until, I believe, this year had a world... held the world record for backstroke, I think.
And he also was in Got Beef ads.
Yes, he was. It's true.
Got Beef.
So Mark was...
he also does the out games as well. I worked an event with him in Toronto, actually, many years ago now. 2001, where they had the IGLA event. It was the International Gay and Lesbians Aquatic Association. Yeah. So they had a big meeting, and they talked about the out games and stuff like that. So
yeah, and when Mark came out, I can't remember when it was he came out. I think it was 93, but I could be wrong on that. He was, I believe, the first Olympic athlete, gold, or first Olympic medal winner to announce his sexuality publicly. And I can remember it when I was growing up. It was really a big deal back then. You know, a lot of people, there were cries that he should have his medals stripped from him and whatnot. He then went on to work with the IOC on having same-sex or LGBT kind of a standing committee and whatnot. Then was the one of the founders of the World Out Games. And has just, he's written books and a fantastic public speaker. And so he's our 20-year inductee. And then for 10 years, we have Robert Kaiser, who is also, or perhaps better known as Joni. Joni is a very passionate performer when it comes to supporting the rights of minorities, and particularly in supporting people who have HIV and AIDS. So, and for the past more than a decade, has raised a phenomenal amount of money for people who are suffering from HIV and AIDS, and continues to host things like Gay Bingo and do fundraisers and whatnot to support not just HIV and AIDS, but the community as a whole. So all five of them are great people.
And this format of sort of spanning the years, in years to come, are you going to be following that, or was that just to sort of establish many years of service? Or,
well, the original idea that we had was quite honestly not to do a Hall of Fame. It was to just do an awards ceremony to commemorate 40 years, and we looked at all the people who in the past, you know, 40, 50, 60, even 100 years in Canada have been really active in trying to obtain human rights for LGBT community. The challenge that we had with that is that there are so many people. So one of the ways that we looked at doing is that, well, what if we started with 10 years prior to the decriminalization and then went up to and did it in 10-year increments up until just, you know, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we kind of came up with that format. We came up with the idea of a Hall of Fame because we felt that having having somebody receive one award once and not having that permanent place of recognition, it doesn't have that sense of stability for the person receiving the award or for the community. So that's why we moved to the model that we have. In future years, we very likely won't do 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, because it does somewhat restrict you, and we want to make sure that we have an open nomination process. So.
Cool. The Cue Ball and the Cue Hall of Fame is this Saturday, September 19th, at the Western Bayshore Hotel in downtown Vancouver. You guys still have tickets?
Yes, we do.
Yes, and how do we get tickets if we want to go see this?
You can purchase tickets at Qmunity, which is at 1170 Butte, or you can purchase them online. You can go to www.qhalloffame.ca, or you can purchase them at the door at the event.
And what is the goal of this down the line? You talked about wanting to go national. In the end, what is the main goal for the Q Hall of Fame and having these cue balls? Is it just to raise awareness, or is it just to celebrate, you know, people throughout history that have meant a lot to the gay and lesbian and or the queer community?
I'd have to say it's both, really.
It's both.
Yeah, it's about education, because I believe that, you know, if you look at society as a whole, history is very, very important. And queer history in Canada, particularly, we don't celebrate our history the way we celebrate, say, the history of the nation and that type of thing. Obviously, they're pretty distinctly different. So by celebrating the history and commemorating and honoring our pioneers, the hope is that we can inspire people to keep going, because we've achieved a lot of rights in the past 50, 60 years, but there's still a lot of people in our community that don't have basic human rights, like our transgendered members, who they just simply do not have the same basic human rights that you and I have right now, and there's a real disservice in that.
Wow. So much to talk about. We're going to come back and we're going to talk some more. We're also going to get into some upcoming events. There's quite a few cool events going on this weekend, including the Cue Ball. We'll talk a little bit more with Paul when we come back. But we're going to take a little musical break here just to break up all the chitty chat. This is a band from Germany. They're called Hillbilly Moon Explosion, and this is their song, Johnny, Are You Gay? On Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, 101.9 FM.
Is she really going out with him?
I don't know. Hey, there she is. Let's go ask her.
Hey, Gina, is that Johnny's ring you're wearing?
Uh-huh.
Are you guys, like, hanging out?
Uh-huh.
I mean, are you, like, serious? I mean, doing stuff?
Uh-uh.
He's never tried?
Uh-uh.
What's his problem?
Johnny, are you gay? You're so good looking, but something's in the way when I look in your eyes. Oh, Johnny, you mean so much to me. I've played so long for you to set me free. So I ask myself each day, Johnny, are you gay? You got a real cool shirt, yeah. It's hard back sad, not like the other guys, no. Johnny, are you gay? I didn't see you at the ball game. I heard you gone shopping with you against the market. All I want is to get close to you. Come and give it a try. I know you like it too. And I will ask myself each day. We'll be right back.
Johnny, how you been? I saw you dancing, techno, the way you move through the beat.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Upcoming events with Teddy Smooth.
Hey, last week's musical guest, Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance. We still haven't found their manager, C-Mart. I think he's still at the UBC grounds running around somewhere. We lost him last week.
We didn't bring that up yet, did we?
Last week's musical guest, Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance, will be at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island this Thursday night, September 17th. Newbie, along with bands Pocket Kings and Peters of Progress and Flags, will be doing a benefit concert in support of underprivileged youth and the lack of music in their community. The show gets underway at 10 p.m. sharp. That's Newbie Newbinson and the Boomsday Alliance with special guests at the Backstage Lounge this Thursday night. If you're in Victoria this Friday, make sure you check out the Cheesecake Burlesque Review as they present their after-school special at Evolution, or Evolution Nightclub. These girls want you to learn the ins and outs, the bumps and the grinds, and the shimmies and the shakes of burlesque. And I've seen a few of their shows. I'm pretty sure they will dazzle you and inspire you. You can get tickets in Victoria at Old School Tattoos and at Lyle's Place. The Cheesecake Burlesque Review present their after-school special at Evolution Nightclub in Victoria this Friday night at 8 p.m. Also Friday, but this is in Vancouver, join the Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society at the Wise Hall as they present another installment in their popular Taboo Review burlesque variety show. This sexy and hilarious show features over 25 talented artists singing, dancing, doing magic tricks, comedy, there's striptease, and there's a whole lot more, all for your enjoyment. Doors are at 9 o'clock, and fancy dress is encouraged. That can include anything from formal, vintage, costume. You can show up in your underwear, I don't care, whatever. Check out the Taboo Review Burlesque Variety Show this Friday and Saturday at the Wise Hall, Adirondack at Victoria Drive. As we've been mentioning during the show, as we'll talk a little bit more after upcoming events, we're talking about the Cue Ball, which is this Saturday at the Western Bayshore. But there's also another event later that Saturday night. It's going to be at Dollhouse Studios, and it's Sweet Soul Burlesque's third annual Blue Party. Now, if you haven't been to a Blue Party, then make sure you go out to this one because it is their last. Yes, Dollhouse Studios has announced that they will be closing their doors forever at the end of May 2010. The Blue Party celebrates the first party at Dollhouse, where newly painted floors, they were blue, splished and splattered all over unsuspecting dancers and partygoers. I guess the heat or all the dancing lifted the paint off the floor, so it got all over their clothes. So since then, they've been throwing their annual Blue Parties. Don't worry, the paint is good now. You're all good. You won't get blue. But that is the theme. It's blue. So make sure you wear something blue because Costumes at this party are strictly enforced. You won't really get in if you don't have blue on. And it's so popular that if you don't have blue on, you're not getting in anyways, because it's a very, very big party. So join in the fun, arrive early, and arrive in costume. That's the Blue Party this Saturday. Doors are at 9, but mostly it gets underway around 11 or 12, and dancing is till dawn, and that's no joke. We go really late. Sunday night, as always, kitty nights. I won't be there this weekend. Instead, a special groovy guest DJ will be DJ K-Tal. Now, we played a bunch of his music. We talk about him on the show. He's awesome, so you should go check it out. It's also the pirate weekend at Kitty Nights, so there's all going to be... We encourage you to dress up as pirates. This week, there's Rita Star, Maggie Pie, Burgundy Bricks, and there's a dude this week, Stars Stallion, Go-Go by Lidio DiCarlo, and more. That's doors at 8:30, show is at 9, and as always, just $5. Quick little side note, all through October, there's going to be guys at every Kitty Nights, including myself. I'm going to be performing for my birthday, October 11th, so you want to make sure you check out Kitty Nights every week, but check out October, because it's going to be sausage-lesque fantastic. That didn't really make sense. And finally, Monday night, and every Monday night, it's the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience at Pub 340, where the motto is sing, dance, smoke, and repeat. So come sing a song and drink cheap booze, because yes, they have cheap booze at the Pub 340. That's the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience at Pub 340, Hastings and Kirby. And yeah, that's upcoming events for this week. Now, we're back here in Studio CITR 101.9 FM. You can join us at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can catch us online as well at CITR.ca. It's also where you can go if you want to check out any of our past shows on the podcast. You can also go to the iTunes store to search CITR-CABARADIO. We got E-Rock over here. E-Rock, yo, with his Dashy Dasherson.
How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
Oh, there's another cliche.
What do you mean?
That's so cliche in radio.
To say that?
Out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, well, you know.
My good friend Watermelon used to say it all the time. It's funny. It's a funny term. It's just because I was in school and they would always talk about all these cliches. But you realize, you know, school doesn't know everything.
I don't think school knows anything.
Well, they know some stuff.
When I got out of school, I don't know how much stuff I actually used from when I was in school. Acting classes. Those definitely helped.
Acting classes. Well, you can't act anyways.
This is true.
Sorry. I didn't mean to be so mean. E-Ruck's crying. Oh, I'm sorry. E-Ruck, you can act. You're a talent. I'm sorry. I don't know. Don't be like that, okay? All right, put your pants back on. That doesn't sound good on radio, buddy. Just take a minute. Take a minute in the corner.
Okay.
You gonna be all right?
I'm good.
Is C-Rock gonna be okay?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay, there's my guy. There's my guy over there. we're here with, let me get this right, Paul Tia.
God, you are terrible.
What is it, E-Rock? Help me out here, man. You know I'm bad with names.
I'm going to say Paul Therrien.
Oh, there we go. Nice. I like that.
Is that like...
Yeah.
No. See, now I'm screwing up. I'm just going to say Paul Therrien.
There we go. That is perfect. Thank you very much.
The non-French part of Canada pronounces it Paul Therrien.
Yes.
We've been here all show. We've been talking with him about his cue ball coming up in the Cue Hall of Fame, which is going to be this Saturday at the Western Bayshore Hotel. It's... What
awkward
does it do?
Silence?
No, I was just gathering my delicious thought inside my head there. The Cue Ball, Cue Hall of Fame, in case people are just doing... Give us a five-word description of what it is.
Induction ceremony into... You can't count them.
Oh. No, tell us what the Cue Hall of Fame is, and also tell us again where we can get tickets, because there's still tickets to this great event that's going to be celebrating the queer community throughout Canada. You're spanning 50 years. You have Pierre Trudeau. You have Mark Tewksbury. You have Ted North. Who else am I missing here? There's also Longtime volunteer and philanthropist Robert Kaiser, a.k.a. Joan E., and then Janine Fuller of Little Sisters, who battled with... Who do they battle with? The border people about bringing in dirty books and influencing our dirty minds with their dirty books.
Yes, absolutely. So a little bit about Cue Ball. Okay, it's the induction ceremony for the Cue Hall of Fame, which we will be recognizing outstanding Canadians for their activities in obtaining human rights for queer Canadians.
And where can we get tickets?
You can buy tickets online at www.qhalloffame.ca, at the door at the event, or at Community at 1170 Butte.
And you guys are also on Facebook?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page.
And you also have a website?
Yes.
Where can they go for the website? Is it the same as where the tickets are?
Yes.
Say that one more time.
www.qhalloffame.ca.
Okay. Awesome. Mm. You want to go see this? Going to be the first of its kind here in BC.
First of its kind in Canada.
Yeah, in Canada. It's awesome.
You're creating history here.
We are.
Yeah. This is, it's cool.
It's very cool. It's a little daunting, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Do people have to get tickets ahead of time, or can they show up?
No, they can show up at the door and purchase.
And that's at the Western Bayshore Hotel, downtown Vancouver.
Yeah.
What time does it get underway?
7:30 at the doors.
7:30 at the doors. And then there's dancing afterwards. There's the whole induction. There's speeches by important people in the community. All sorts of stuff.
Yes, and we do have a raffle with some pretty fantastic items that you'd be drawing for.
Such as?
Two pieces of original art. We have the... We have a last game jersey signed by
Trevor Linden.
There we go.
Nice.
Right there.
I didn't even know that.
And we actually have an original Expo 86 poster.
Oh, wow.
That's beautifully framed in that. So it's a collector's item.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool. That's going to be Saturday, September 19th, the Cue Ball and the Cue Hall of Fame. So I'd like to thank our guest Paul for coming into the studio and letting me screw up his name a bunch of times.
It was all good.
Make sure you check it out this weekend. You can go to their website, which is...
www.quehalloffame.ca.
And you can also find them on Facebook. I found them today. You just search Cue Ball.
Yes.
And it'll show up, and I'll have all the information there, how you can get tickets, and how you can go see this wonderful event. So check it out this Saturday, the Cue Ball. This is Cab Radio. We're going to take another quick break here with some songs, and then we're going to come back and chat a little bit more, and then we're going to sweep you off into the evening. There's a special all-Canadian version of Cab Radio After Dark this week. There's a new album here in studio called Friends in Bellwoods 2. The Friends in Bellwoods is a bungalow sort of area in downtown Toronto, and it's a bunch of these indie bands and stuff. So it's a real treat tonight of a Canadiana. So make sure you stay for after that. But we're going to get into another song. E-Rock, you got something here for us?
I'm just not even going to tell anybody what it is. You're just going to have to know when you hear it.
A surprise.
I hope you enjoy this, people. Going out.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Enjoy the cue ball.
Absolutely.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a tootly attitude, he blows an eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company just a neat place reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. He made the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And I'm a tootly out, tootly out, toot toot. He goes eight to the bar. Can't blow an order for bass and guitar with him. And the company jumps the neat place reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. We'll be right back.
sleep with Boogie every night. And wakes them up and sing we in the early fright. They clap their hands and stick that beat, cause they know how it goes. The summer gets to me. Whoa, whoa, we just love when it plays early. The Boogie Boogie Bugle Boys down and me.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Hey, my name is Stu, and this is my queer moment in history. The pink triangle was originally used by the Nazis to denote homosexuality in male concentration camp prisoners in World War II. It has since been reclaimed. Many LGBT-related organizations use either point-upwards or point-downwards depictions as a symbol of queer resistance, gay pride, and gay rights. My name is Stu, and that's my queer moment in history.
This has been Cover Radio's Queer Moments in History. Brought to you by Leather Chaps.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk. These are just a couple of my cravings.
Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit humble for me. And then there's those other things, which for several reasons we won't mention. Everything about them is a little bit stranger, a little bit harder, a little bit.
I just had some chocolate milk. That was Rufus Wainwright here on Cab Radio every Tuesday night at 11. We're just about out of time. Before that, though, we had Sarah McLachlan with Ice Cream. We put Sarah in there just because there's always been such a cloud of mystery around her, whether she was a lesbian or not, even though she started up Lilith Fair. But no, she claims she's not and has a kid and husband.
Dyke.
All show long, we've been talking about the cue ball. We had Paul Iraq? I just don't know how to say it. I'm sorry.
Paul Therrien.
There we go.
Also in the French community, Paul Therrien.
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 They have their cue ball, which is the very first in BC, the very first in Canada, the Cue Hall of Fame, this Saturday night at the Western Bayshore Hotel. There's still tickets available for that. All this show long, we've also had our queer moments in history. We were, me and E-Rock were out on the streets today conducting some interviews. We got some interesting factoids, some moments in history to do with the Germans and Ellen DeGeneres and all sorts of big moments.
I was surprised that these people were so informed about these things. Like,
it was crazy.
Really, yeah, they really knew the facts, which was great. I mean, it made for great segments.
I know. I was quite surprised that they had such put together facts right in front of them, but mm-hmm. they seemed to just be able to. It just shows our ability to find good people to interview.
I mean, that was. Well, there was five people we talked to, and that was three of the five. That's not bad odds.
That is, I know, that was
find people with such, such intuitive,
informative.
Thank you, protrunative.
Protrunative.
Now I'm just making words up.
Oh wow! Now you are just making words up. Hey, we also have Cab Radio After Dark coming up, and tonight there's a little bit of CanCon action going on all night long, which is going to be cool. It's called The Friends in Bellwood 2. It's a compilation that captures the camaraderie that has formed and leaked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. So it's all these artists from around that area. It's a super cool album, so make sure you stay tuned after the show for that. That will take you through until the morning when the news and Suburban Jungle will be hitting the airwaves here at CITR. Hey, if you ever want to support CITR, that's always a good idea. You can go to their website, citr.ca. You can learn all about how to become a member. You can even come out here and take programs and learn how to use all these crazy buttons that I have to press every week, and they throw me off and we get a little crazy. But you can come out here and learn. So go to the website, citr.ca, and hit the membership, get involved button. You can also go to that website and check out any of our past podcasts. Just go under the schedules, look up our show, and it'll show you a whole list of all the podcasts, including this week's episode that is usually there sometime between 1 and 2, depending on when I get up and when I get home. But all night we've been talking queer. It's been great. We had Paul Therrien from Cue Ball here. We also had some great upcoming events. There's the Blue Party this weekend, so you want to check that out if you want to dance late. Kitty Nights, of course. I'm out of town this week. DJ K-Tel is going to be taking over, so that's super sweet. If you were lucky enough to catch the podcast last week, you would have heard K-Tel come as the Cab Radio After Dark. Mm-hmm. So it's super sweet. I think that's it for us this week, E-Rock. You got an audition tomorrow, so we don't want to. You know, you need your beauty sleep. You don't want to. Oh, I guess it's at 4.
At 4, which
you got
lots
of time.
Yeah, I'll be up until 4. So,
but, well, yeah, I thought we'd go out on one of the big gay icons. I mean, we've played one of her songs tonight, but this lady had this triumphant comeback on this song, and it was a huge gay club hit, as well as a hit in normal clubs as well, but it was a real sort of gay club hit, I think. So we're going to go out on Cher, and it's her 1997 song, Do You Believe in Love?
Is that what it's called, or is it just Believe?
Do You Believe? I'm sorry. I just got cited there.
It might be called Believe.
Do You Believe?
Do You Believe?
I think it's Do You Believe.
Debatable.
I don't know.
We'll figure that out.
When?
I don't know, later. For all of you listening, it doesn't really matter, because we all know you're going to sing along.
Because here it is. It's here now, and now it's time to join. Hey, we'll be back next week. Franklin T. Schneider is going to be hooking us up with a best pick Franklin, of the fringe, Franklin. So make sure you come out next week, Cab Radio. Hey, I kind of feel like Chris Shepherd right now. check out Cab Radio every Tuesday at 11. We'll see you next week.
Remix.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. After all is said and
the only gay Eskimo. I'm the only one I know. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I go out seal hunting with my best friend Targa, but all I wanna do is get into his parka. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. Well, me and Nakfluk Chuckbuck, we both like blubber. But me, I've got this crazy fetish for rubber. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I make a wish on the northern lights that I could find a decent pair of whaleskin toys. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. And the seals, they sing now.
in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Hey, thanks.